Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1825, Artesian Water Company Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a regional water facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.25 acres more or less, with an easement area A containing 2 acres and an easement area B containing 0.25 acres, lying north of Wilson Road, also referred to as Road 244, and being on lands of the Jefferson School. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of the larger scale site plan for this application. For the record and in the commissioner's possession is a three-ring binder booklet titled Jefferson County Conditional Use 1825, the Jefferson School Water Facility. And that booklet contains the application, copy of the application, an owner's agreement letter, a property sales agreement with Jefferson School Water, CPCN, the proposed conditional use site plan, properties requesting utility services map, an artesian water resource management report, an elevation of existing facilities, drawings, and proposed findings of facts and conditions of approval, and they are a part of the record. I want to vote two of those references were submitted separately. One was a letter from the Jefferson School, and the second one was a report on the proposed use of the regional water facility. They are part of the record. We received two letters on this application. First one being our memorandums, excuse me. First one being from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utilities Planning Division, making reference to the use, the site, the location, the applicant. The site is also located in the North Coastal Planning Area. The conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study or undertaking an amendment will be required. The proposed project is not in an area where Sussex County currently plans to provide sewer service. Therefore, a concept plan is not required, and that memorandum was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. Secondly, we have a report in memorandum form from the Sussex Conservation District making reference to this application and the site. References that there are 4 soil types found on this property. The applicant would be required to conform to the recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation after completion of construction. That there are no storm flood hazard areas affected. It may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvement. It may be required for some on-site drainage improvements. There are no tax ditches affected by this application. Attached to that report is a copy of an aerial photograph of the site showing the school as it sits in the property line. The soil reference, the soils interpretation report and legend, also an article on crime and other important farmland. And that's all I have. I have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here this evening with a particular interest in this application? Anyone in the public? All right, then. We'll proceed, and the chair recognizes Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Dennis Schrader. I'm the attorney of record for Artesian Water Company in conditional use application number 1825. I have with me Mr. Scott Pender, whom you may recall is an employee of Artesian Water Company and an engineer. Also in the room with us this evening is Dean Sherman, who is the president of the Jefferson School Board, and John Umschlag, who has worked with the school, on behalf of the school, with Artesian on this particular project. Just to avoid any potential confusion resulting from the county engineer's letter, we're asking for a regional water facility, not a regional wastewater facility. And I think that engineering comment may have been misdirected or misunderstood.
It wasn't.
Huh?
It wasn't.
I thought I understood.
The reference was the regional water facility, and their comment make reference that they're not providing sewer service at all. That's a standard comment. Sorry.
Perhaps I misunderstood Mr. Lane. Be that as it may, the Jefferson School is the proposed site of this application. It's located on Wilson Road here in Georgetown, 100, not too far from here. The proposed site contains two easement areas. One is 2 acres. The other is a quarter of an acre, totaling the 2.25 acres that we seek for the conditional use. The land is zoned AR1, agricultural residential. The entirety of the property is used by the Jefferson School. In fact, they have a water treatment facility of their own currently on site. Within the context of the state strategies map and the comprehensive development plan for the county, this is in a low density area, which does permit and encourage the utilization of on-site water and wastewater systems for the types of systems that we have proposed here, including administrative, visitor, and maintenance type facilities. And for level four, it is for water to service water rural communities being addressed comprehensively, which is the case with Artesian. As Mr. Lank has described for you, we have submitted to you an exhibit book that contains the various exhibits that we will refer to as we go through the process this evening. With your permission, Mr. Chairman, I will invite Mr. Pender up.
I like this side better.
Very well. That's your better side, huh?
Yes, that's my better side. Good evening.
And you are Scott Pender, an employee of the Artesian Water Company, is that correct?
Yes.
And you are an engineer?
Yes.
And you're involved in water treatment facility planning and application, is that correct?
Yes.
Gentlemen, Mr. Pender, I think, has appeared before you probably five times in the last 24 months, and if you'll bear with me, I'm going to ask that we waive qualifying him as an expert.
Duly waived.
If you could, would you describe for the benefit of the commission the site and the surrounding area where this proposed use is to be applied for, or is being applied for?
Well, the two sites, there are, as you mentioned, there's a quarter-acre site and a two-acre, both easement sites. They're both on the Jefferson School property. There is a existing water treatment facility and storage tank and 2 4-inch wells on the quarter-acre site. Those facilities, Artesian would be taking over the ownership and operation of, and there's an additional 2-acre site that we've identified for a potential future facility. It hasn't been determined at this time. When the future facility is constructed, we may or may not continue operating the facility. At a minimum, we'll probably continue operating the wells, but we may not continue the operation of the existing facility.
If you would, Mr. Pender, if you don't mind stepping over to the map, could you point out what the two areas are and what will be placed on the two sites?
Yes, this is the quarter acre site. There's a tank behind a small treatment building and the two wells. This is a 2-acre site. Again, this is a conceptual proposed site plan. This site is right in this area right now is wooded. We're going to maintain and leave as much of the woods as we could, just clear enough site for the treatment plant and storage and to site the two wells. But this is the proposed use. We would like to have the conditional use to use this for a water treatment facility and storage site.
Mr. Pender, while you're over there, will you point out where there are residential uses or dwellings around these proposed sites?
Residential dwellings off here is Sand Hill Road. I guess the closest dwelling is probably 800 or 900 feet away. These are all adjoining.
If Artesian were to have this application granted, there will, of course, be concern by adjacent property owners about what effect, if any, it will have by way of aquifers from which residential dwellings draw water. Can you tell me how these neighbors will be protected in that instance?
Yes. When we drill the new wells, let me back up. The two existing wells are permitted wells. They've been allocated a capacity. When we drill additional wells, the two wells may serve as backup, but it will go through the entire allocation process through DENREC again. So aquifer studies will be done to ensure that we're not adversely affecting neighboring wells, residential wells, and the siting and depth of those wells will be determined at that time.
Now, the proposed wells will be approximately what distance from property lines of adjacent properties?
We are about 200 to 250 feet from any property line.
Are there any well protection ordinances or laws that would be applicable to the aquifers in these wells?
Currently, there's a 300-foot radius, and where we show them right now, this actually, they may shift a little, but right now we're showing them in that corner. We will maintain a 300-foot radius around the wells, the production wells.
You're going to have a couple structures on site for the treatment of water. Will there be any chemicals stored on site?
Yes, there would most definitely be chlorine. There could be, and it would be liquid chlorine, sodium hypochlorite. There may be lime for pH adjustment, but actually I think the pH out here is pretty good, so we probably won't need lime. That really may be the only two. We do sometimes add a phosphorus to a corrosion inhibitor to older systems, but we probably won't have that here. So in any event, all the chemicals would be in, would have double containment in the event of a spill. This existing facility would be set up with the auto dialer if we had a failure or an alarm. The new facility would actually be set up on our SCADA system, so we'd have remote monitoring and alarming. If there was a problem there, we would have access to that over our SCADA system.
There will be pumps on site also?
Yes.
And those pumps will be inside or the structures?
The pumps, we'll probably have submersible pumps inside the wells, and we may have a few booster pumps in the facility, yes, but there wouldn't be any pumps visible or outside.
Would there be any sounds that would be generated by the pumps outside those structures?
No.
No noise would be heard by any adjacent properties or the school?
No, not from the pumps, no.
How about odors generated by the facility? Are there any odors associated with the water treatment plant?
No.
As far as this proposed project is concerned, do you have an exhibit there that will show us what the proposed service area is for the this application if it were granted?
The proposed service area, I brought this map along. The service area isn't specifically defined, but this facility is along a route that we will have a force main from the Georgetown area up to our Elizabethtown or Answorth facility. So we would eventually have these two facilities connected, and there are There are significant amount of units in this service territory. So specifically, I can't put a number on it, but this would act as a backup to help with system redundancy on this side of our service territory.
And the Artesian Company has certificates of public convenience and necessity from the Public Service Commission to serve these areas?
Yes.
And the last question I have for you, Mr. Pinder, is, are there other agency approvals that would be required for this facility?
Yes. We'd have to go to the Department of Public Health, State Fire Marshal, then we go through the building permit process. DENREC is involved, so there are significant other approvals necessary.
Gentlemen, that would conclude my presentation on behalf of the applicant. I do have a few closing comments to make, but I'd like to wait until after we've taken your questions.
All right, sir. We appreciate that, and we'll give you the opportunity to make a summary at the appropriate time, and we'll see if the commission has any questions, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Schrader, are you intending to put a water tower here, or...
Mr. Pender will answer that.
Yes, the intent is to have the ability to. We haven't determined exactly what we're going to do there, but we don't want to limit ourselves. The intent is to be able to have that option under the regulatory codes. That's why we are asking for it in a conditional use.
So you're saying you're not sure if you will or when you will be?
Right. We're not sure right now, but we're asking for that ability.
To put in a tower?
Yes.
And are you proposing a height limit on your tower?
Yes. If a tower was there, it would be on the same service level as the Elizabethtown system. So I think it's a maximum of, I think it's 145 plus or minus.
And you're asking for us to address that issue tonight, or are you saying that's something that you'll come back to the commission when you're dealing with other issues?
Well, we would actually like, we're requesting that tonight, requesting to have that ability tonight. We're discussing with the school, and we're working out details there, and if that is necessary, we'll cross that bridge, but we don't want to have to come back.
So then you would be requesting that the storage tank or tower be neutral in color and not have not be a 3D billboard?
Absolutely.
Okay. And what capacity is this tank?
A million.
Perhaps?
It'll be probably a million gallon tank.
Okay.
I think
one million gallon.
1 million.
Smaller than billion.
So if you're having a million gallon storage tank, at what rate would you be extracting water from the ground?
Well, the two wells that are currently there right now, are one's rated at 150 gallons a minute, the other is rated at 160. Really, the pumping rate will be determined once we drill the wells and see what the capacity of the wells are and get the allocation from DENREC. Right now, there's a 310-gallon capacity. That's really determined. Whatever source of supply we have available is what we pump it in at.
Whatever you suck out of the ground.
Whatever DENREC allows us and allocates us to pump at is what we pump at. But there's 310 right now. I would imagine it would be at least 310 gallons a minute.
And are you proposing a generator?
Yes.
That'll be housed outside?
Yes. The exterior generators that we have at all our permanent facilities, it has an enclosure. It's called a Cato-Lite Crystal Quiet enclosure. It's rated for type 2 or a hospital level sound attenuation. It's 23 dB at like 73 feet. So,
and is there an existing generator now for the existing facility?
No.
I think the answer is no, Mr.
No. And what intentions, if any, do you intend to do about the playgrounds? You know, I noticed that on one side of your building you have my favorite multi-sport court, and on the other side you got a swing set.
Well, we're not really proposing to do anything here. I mean, there could be some landscaping or something going there. The playground area is on this side.
Both sides. On your left hand side is the paved court. On your right hand side is a jungle gym type of a court.
Right. The paved court is on this side. Right now it's just operated as a standalone treatment facility. I mean, we have agreed to limit access to outside of like school times as necessary, unless it's an emergency and we have to. Any construction is going to be done after the regular season. It's going to be done in like the summer months. Any major construction, there could be some screening there. We haven't discussed any additional screening or whatnot with.
So might you be willing to relocate the playground equipment for better safety of the students?
We can discuss that with the school. This is an unmanned facility.
Right.
There is nobody. It's going to operate the way it's operating currently. We may have a guy there in the evening or first thing in the morning just to check on things, and it runs. So there's not going to be trucks trafficking back and forth to that plant on any given day.
Mr. Johnson, I draw your attention to Exhibit 8, which shows the existing facility that is there now, and it shows your multi-purpose recreational basketball court facility fairly close to that existing
facility. It is. That was the basis behind my question, whether you'd be willing to assist the school in relocating that.
Yes or no question?
We would discuss that with the school. Okay. We would be open to that discussion.
Well, maybe it's not a yes or no question.
To me. Falky ching, ching. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I digress.
That question is beyond my pay grade.
Exactly.
That's what that question was. Anyway, go ahead. Ask if you want.
So as we look at the project now, what's there now, that's likely to probably remain in existence for a few years before
yes.
we get underway with the tower and all that?
Yes. It depends.
This is anticipation of a future need?
Yes.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you, Mr. Burton.
Just to follow up on that question, so there's nothing wrong with this treatment, this water plant?
No.
You're just buying time for the future?
Yes.
And you show landscaping on the future plan on two sides. Why not four sides?
There will be buffering around all sides. And actually, we were just discussing this evening. We'd probably end up pulling this back because there's wooded. This area is wooded, so we'll leave woods behind here. So we're not going to clear all of that. We're going to leave existing trees. I mean, it's going to be buffered just by the trees that are existing. There are mature trees there that are existing, so there will be buffering all sides of the easement.
That current placement is all trees, right? That's the wooded corner.
Yes, there's a, like about to right here, I think, is open, but it's wooded all the way back there.
So if the property to the right there would be developed, they would not have a direct view into the treatment.
Right. There would. I'm certain there would be. There would be woods remain here, and I'm sure they would have woods remain here, so it would be a buffer.
Okay. Is there a setback requirement for this on that edge over there?
It's 15 side, 20 rear, 40 front. But we would probably have more. We're going to probably have more than that. It was just for reference purposes, but we would move this more towards the center of the property. We could have more than that on either side.
Would the area be fenced at all, or would it just be?
We show a fence. We would fence around the trees. We would fence.
Four sides, or?
Four sides, yes. The fence is shown around four sides.
Okay, that's all the questions I have.
All right, sir, thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Schrader, Mr. Pender. I have a question for you. You detailed for the commission about the storage of chemicals on site and how there are safeguards in case of spill and different alarms. The existing water system, does it have chemicals that are stored on site at the present time?
There's chlorine on site right now. I'm almost certain that they're just using like the 50-gallon container, and those we put in secondary containment for what we call them like carboys. And once we do take over, this would be hooked up to an auto-dialer system that would dial our operators in the event of an alarm.
The chemicals stored on site would be sufficient for the volume that the present facility is serving, correct?
Yes.
So if you do this expansion, does that proportionally increase the volume of chemical on site?
Yes, but that would increase the volume of the secondary containment as well. I mean, we have 1.5 times the volume for secondary containment.
Certainly, if you have this request is acted on favorably and you get a tank that holds 1 million gallons of water, you would have enough water available to fight a conventional fire. But the chlorine, does it have an explosive potential?
No, it's liquid. It's liquid chlorine, yeah. There's no...
No possibility.
Yeah, it's like bleach. Yeah.
It'd just be more of a corrosive factor.
Right.
And just to follow up on that, if you would let the commission know, how close is the nearest first responder fire company?
It would either be Milton or Georgetown.
So, say 4 miles or less?
I would say so. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Mr. Lank?
When do you think that the 2-acre parcel might be started as far as
Really no time in the very near future. I would say years. We would use the existing facility. There's capacities in the existing wells. Obviously, with the economy being the way it is, we would want to try to stretch that out as long as we could. The only development that would probably happen is a force main, water main, going down the side of the property, but the actual construction of these facilities would probably be at least a few years down the road.
So your intent is to utilize the existing wells and facility with some upgrades probably?
Yeah.
Without building the other on a 1/4 acre, without doing anything on a 2-acre parcel till sometime in the future?
Yes.
I was trying to, looking at as devil's advocate and say it's a shortcut to get a water tower years down the road. But it's still a water facility, so.
Yeah, it's still.
I'm looking at the condition use only get for 1 year with 2 extensions. So typically the max is 3 years and you got to be substantially underway with developing the whole facility. But being the wells are there, I guess that's still meets the criteria. That's my question.
All right, then. Mr. Gouts?
Just want to pick up on the water tank issue for just a minute. The submittal, the record includes your submittal of the site plan that has the tank shown on there. My concern is I understand this is a concept, but given the time frame that we're looking at, what happens, is it possible to move that tank? Does it have to be in that location, or could it be moved to the western half of the site? The reason I ask that question is, what happens if you're Mr. Hitchens and you want to subdivide your land and take advantage of the water that you'll be able to supply them and create a lot that's right there by that corner? I don't think having a 145-foot tower in your backyard is going to make that site real marketable.
Okay, and answer that, yes, it could be moved. Okay. When we get to that point where we're actually looking at having the site plan, a final site plan done, yes, this could be moved to this corner, moved over here. We still want to maintain some buffering.
I understand.
This is a significantly deep parcel. I mean, yes. I guess if he subdivided and did a subdivision there, they're still going to be required to have buffering behind the subdivision, but just a parcel, that can be moved around.
Okay, I just wanted to see how firm that site had to be.
Not firm at all.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Mr. Abbott?
No question, sir.
Council?
No question. That sort of echo, though, what Mr. Lang talked about, that that's something to consider, whether, you know, it's substantially underway within that time for conditional use. I suppose that'll be revisited in a couple of 3 years, depending on where things stand. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Schrader?
The brief closing comments that I have are, gentlemen, it is for a regional water treatment facility to serve an area that is rural and is within the comprehensive plan as being an area where this is proposed. The conditional use is brought to you under sections 115, 22, and 171 of the Sussex County Code as a public utility to serve these areas. For the buildings that would normally accompany them, which would include the pumping stations, the water treatment plant itself, the storage facilities, and these are of semi-public or public character to benefit the area. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. If you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1825, Artesian Water Company Incorporated? For anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1825? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.